listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Every month we catch up with Visionary about what they've been up to, and we're joined by a different guest who Visionary work with to learn about their work. Today we are joined by Fiona Sanford from Visionary and Mark Upton, the Chief Executive of My Vision Oxfordshire. So Fiona, can you tell us what Visionary's been up to this month?
Hi Amelia, yeah, happy to do that. We have been really busy over the last week with recruitment, so really excited that we hope to have two new colleagues joining us and some new trustees also joining Visionary. So that's been an exciting process. And actually today we have one of our trustees with us, but I'll come to that in a second. Yeah, one of the things that we do is we deliver a fundraisers forum where all of the fundraisers from the local sight loss organisations come together to discuss and share their work and look at opportunities. And one of the things that we hope that one of our new colleagues will be doing will be to bring all of that information together and look for collaborative projects where local sight loss organisations across the UK can join up and maybe successfully secure some income that will help them to deliver joint projects in different parts of the country. So that's one of our new initiatives. The Fundraisers Forum is fabulous because it brings together all the fundraisers, and it's always great to hear when our members are successful in securing income and grants. Mark is here today. So Mark Upton is the Chief Executive of My Vision Oxfordshire. I feel very privileged that Mark is also one of our Visionary trustees. So we try to involve our member organisations in everything that we do, including governance of the organisation. So on our board, we're lucky enough to have quite a few people who in their day job work for local organisations. And what that does is it offers real insight into what these organisations do, what they need, and we use that information to shape what we deliver. So all of this is very nicely brought together in Mark, because Mark's employed by a local sight loss organisation. He's a lived experience leader, and his organisation has successfully secured a significant lottery grant. And we're really proud of Mark for doing that, because he's kind of a trailblazer in our environment. And this Get Online, Get Connected project, which he'll tell you a bit more about, we think is fantastic. I'm going to hand over to Mark, who can tell you a bit more about this project.
Thank you, Fiona. Thanks for those very kind words. I have to say, it was definitely a team effort, and I take my hat off to anybody who does fundraising, because we know it's not easy. So a big shout out to our fundraising team, who are just incredible at what they do. We're really proud to have a four-year lottery grant, which is almost totaling 500,000 over the four-year period, which for us as a small local organisation is a significant injection of funding. This project, it will do multiple things actually, and the big sort of overall project called Get Online, Get Connected, and this is about getting visually impaired people online using the internet and being confident using the internet. It's also helping us to strengthen our core services as well by bringing in expertise from outside to help us sort of streamline some of our services and build our capacity through volunteering to ensure that we've got new volunteers coming in and supporting our current volunteer base and training people up. But the project will do a few things over the 4 years. The first thing we'll be doing is a series of workshops across the county. These will be introductory workshops to tech and the world of the internet, debunking the jargon, because we all know we get used to a lot of the jargon with the internet and with technology, and demonstrating the tech that people can use to get online. So smartphones and tablets, smart speakers, PCs, laptops, all that tech we'll be demonstrating and showing people how it all works. And that could be a screen reader, screen magnification, or just some simple adjustments to text size and color. From that, we will also do one-to-one training. We know that everybody's totally unique, so we can't solve everything in a workshop. So we see people as individuals and making sure we get the right solution. Also, as part of that, we'll be starting up a tech buddy scheme. So we know from our own experience of delivering tech training that actually, once you've got the basic skills, sometimes you just need somebody there to support you when things go wrong. They're within their home, they can sit with them and they go on their tablet for the first time at home and help them through that journey. And we want to build a community around tech as well. And obviously, we'll be continuing to work with the Visionary Tech Forum and some of our other partners like RNIB. And it was all kind of born out of in Oxfordshire, we've got a big push to get Oxfordshire online, making sure people have access to the tech. But as we were talking to the people who provide this, we were sort of sharing, well, for a lot of people we work with, it's confidence and it's knowing how to get online and how to use the internet. And we're really excited.
It sounds like it will be suitable for people who are both, kind of complete beginners that need some help and someone to show them, but also people who are quite tech savvy but maybe haven't been able themselves to keep up with new updates and technology that might be really helpful in their day-to-day lives.
Definitely, there's two elements of it. There's people who have never been online at all or aren't that keen on getting online. And then there's those people who are online, but maybe not getting the most out of it. So we often hear that people turn up to our resource centre and go, oh, my children have bought me this iPad for Christmas, but I have no idea how to use it. Or I do one thing on it, but let's take online shopping, for example. We know that they could save money by doing online shopping. It might be easier for them with a visual impairment, but actually getting that confidence to do it, they need that support. What our big aim for the whole project is, we know that not everybody will want to go online, but we don't want visual impairment to be the reason. And actually, we want to share that it is doable with the right tech, the right support, they can get online. We know how powerful the internet can be in terms of connecting with other people, connecting with your local community. We all know that the internet gives you more opportunities in life. A big part of what we're doing is to ensure that people are connected.
And where can people find out more about My Vision Oxfordshire and get more details about the workshops and what they'll be covering?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is head over to our website, which is just myvision.org.uk. So just one word, myvision.org.uk. Or follow us on social media, which is at myvisionox. And that'll be the place where we'll be sharing all the exciting things we're doing. We're also keen to share the stories of change and how it's really helped people. So we'll hopefully be highlighting a lot more stories of people and what they've been doing with the internet.
Fantastic. And Fiona, where can people find out more about Visionary and what you'll be up to?
We're also on social media on Twitter, and you can find us at visionary.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Mark Upton, the Chief Executive of My Vision Oxfordshire, and Fiona Sanford from Visionary for joining us at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Yeah.